Hello, everyone. Oh, I am so ready to get these questions answered. First and foremost, I hope everyone is doing well. I'm here with a nice warm cup of matcha because I feel like my soul needs some rejuvenation right now. So grab your favorite drink, whatever it is. And why don't you just chill and relax with me, okay? All right. So we will start with the Patreon questions first. And let's go with, well, I guess the very first one. All right, we're just going to jump right into it. Oh, actually, I also wanted to talk about maybe kind of give you guys a, I don't know, something to imagine. I am wearing some really cute, fluffy, and oversized socks. I really like the way they bunch up at my ankles. They keep me nice and warm. And speaking of that, I mean, I have to be warmed, right? Because I'm not wearing any pants. I got some cute little undies on. They're black, and they are pretty cute, I think. And I'm just wearing an oversized black shirt. So, and that's what I got going on. Also, why don't you guys let me know what you decided to drink with this? Okay. So, and you can let me know what you wore too. But, well, I mean, it's your prerogative. You can share that if you want. Okay, so first question up from AsianBoy6190. Hi, Mia. Hope you're feeling better. I am feeling so much better. Thank you so much for asking. I'm exhausted, but it's normal exhaustion at this point. And I am getting through my days, emotionally feeling better. And physically feeling so much better. Shout out to KJ for hooking it up with with those supplements. They have definitely been helping, so thank you. Okay, back to Asian Boy. So I have a few questions. Well, I am happy to answer. Okay, number one, how do you handle making these audios while dealing with your own personal life? And then open paren, sorry if this is a little personal. No, that's not very personal at all. I think that's a valid question. I do my best, underline, italicize, bold, try to do my best. And staying organized. I think that having a good time management habit and practice is really key. Because to be frank, I don't think I would be able to do it otherwise. But then there are times too where I definitely wait way too long to record, and I'm all of a sudden in my little closet trying to knock out some things. But yeah. It's a lot. It can be hard sometimes. But I also really enjoy it. I figure if I could try to do at least 1 to 2 hours of recording every day, then I can hit all of my my goals for the month. So, yeah, I really try to do that. It's manageable sometimes. There are often days on the weekends where I am trying really hard to just record maybe like 4 hours straight, which can be exhausting. But yeah, so thank you though for asking that. I think it helps give some perspective. Okay, number two, do you have a favorite book or books to read? It could be manga, novels, or comics. Okay, right now I am actually waiting for a book to drop. It's called Empire of the Dawn, and it's the third book in a trilogy, and I am so excited. I love the storyline and the world building that J. Kristoff has really been able to just create. So, yeah, I love his writing. I really highly recommend Empire of the Vampire trilogy. It's pretty amazing. I will say the title is kind of cute because it rhymes. So, yeah, but it's really good. Really excited for the third book to come out. Huge fan. Yeah, so that is something that's just on my mind. In fact, I pre-ordered it, so I'm really excited. 3, are you okay? Yes, thank you. I am doing very good. Tired, but a good tired. Feeling accomplished these days and feeling more myself. So thank you. And then finally, hope you have a good day, Mia, whatever you're going through now and in the future, just know that we care for you. I want to take a moment here. You have no idea how much all of you have really been critical in my mental health. And I can't thank you so much. I can't thank you so much. I can't thank you enough. Sorry. Again, tired, right? But genuinely, can't thank each and every one of you enough. All the messages I've received, everything, your constant support. I am always in awe and so humbled and so appreciative of every single one of you. Yeah, thank you. I really, truly do love you all. So thank you, Asian boy, for writing that so that I could also give all of you my appreciation. Okay. So next question is from Ribbon Toro. Oh God, I really hope I'm not, butchering that, but I'm pretty sure I did okay. Hiya, gorgeous. Love your content as always. Hearts. Thank you. I'm glad you're here. Speaking of which, how long does it usually take to record an audio, outtakes and all? Oh my God. So it depends. It really depends. Like if, it depends on the time of day because, I mean, I don't have a complete sound, like soundproof little studio that I can go to. It's my closet and I do what I can. I have some sound panels, you know, like those foam thingies. But yeah, it really depends because sometimes there's like a dog barking in the background or you can hear my cat, which Salem and Mitten doesn't really meow too much. She purrs a lot though. So sometimes she's actually in here when I'm doing suitable for work audios. I have to kick them out whenever I'm doing anything not suitable for work. But yeah, and like Salem gets very antsy if I'm in my closet for too long. So he'll start scratching the door. So it really just depends on time of day. Depends also on, I don't know, if I'm exhausted. So I don't read the lines appropriately. But let's say a 10-minute audio sometimes can just be 10 minutes. If it's a nice sort of like ramble type audio, or it's just a short little storyline that I thought up of really quick, I'll just kind of like improv it. But if it's something more of like, I need to know this storyline and I need to write it down and stuff, it can take a minute. There are actually outtakes, and I feel like one day I would love to just compile all of them and just post them, but I feel like that's annoying too. because they're not like funny or anything. I'm more just like, if I stumble on a word, I'm like, nope. I go back and I just delete it and then re-record it. But yeah, so I would say, yeah, like a 10-minute audio can be as short as 10 minutes, or it could be as long as 25 to 30 minutes. It really just depends on the day and the mood and stuff. The longest recording session that I've had, like, are we just talking like one audio? If it's one audio, I would say the longest was probably 2 hours. Yeah, one audio, 2 hours. That was with like outtakes and stuff, things that I wasn't happy with, or if there was like a car that came in the background, things like that. Yeah, longest was probably 2 hours. Just the one audio. Now, if we're talking about a full session where I'm doing multiple audios in one go, which sometimes happens, right? I think the longest that I've been in my little recording booth, 5 hours, maybe six. Yeah, actually, I think 6 hours, because it had to have been when I was after like I had gotten better after being sick, and I was trying to like get more audios lined up and queued up, basically. I think 6 hours, 5 or 6 hours. I want to say 6 hours. I think it was 6 hours. Yeah, it was a long session. A lot of water breaks. I went through a lot of water bottles. Yeah, that's a great question. I love that. I like when you guys ask about, like, I don't know how I do this and like sit here and do this. I think those are fun questions for me. Yeah, because I don't really get to talk about this with a lot of people. You know, I mean, there are a few, a very small handful of folks that I feel comfortable like chatting with, in my personal life, I mean, right? And I don't know. Their questions aren't really about like, how do you create the audios, or what do you do? Or like, for instance, this one, like, how long does it usually take to record, or what's your longest audio been? It's usually like, oh, so what did you say? You know? And I mean, those are fun questions, but yeah, I feel like you guys get it. All right. Thank you so much for those lovely questions. I love those. Savvy Cat asks, favorite music, any specific artists and any specific albums? Oh my God. I feel like I am all over the place. What is this? It was a term that, oh my God, one of my friends used. It's like poly genre or something like that. Where I literally love all sorts of music. I love Lady Gaga. I love NSYNC. And then I'm listening to Avenged Sevenfold, or, you know, Slipknot, or I started actually listening to this one band. Oh God, what is it? It's I oh Ice Nine Kills. Yeah. There's this, yeah, Ice Nine Kills. But yeah, you know, so I just jump around. I don't really listen to country. I like Dolly Parton, Shania Twain, a little bit of Garth Brooks, but I mean, and I also like Carrie Underwood. Does Kelly Clark? No, Kelly Clarkson's not country. I feel like I heard her sing a few country songs. Anyway, you guys can correct me on that. I don't know. I just feel like she has, no, she's pop, right? Right? Yeah, pop. And then like I'm listening to like Eminem, or oh my God, Kendrick. Oh, I love Kendrick. Yeah, so and then like I love K-pop, you know. I just jump around, truly. So that's hard. I can tell you right now, my favorite band right now is 21 Pilots. Yeah. Hands down. A specific album. That's a good question. I really like Clancy right now from 21 Pilots, but like all time favorite album, something that I could listen to. Okay. I got one. Well, two, really. I think Muse is classic. I mean, Muse is epic. I just remember listening to them when I was younger, and they have just always stuck. Two favorite albums from them. I mean, you can't go wrong with like Absolution or, and Drones, I guess. But my two favorite, just because I think the time frame when I listened to them, it just resonated, but Black Holes and Revelations and The Resistance. Love those albums, and I could listen to them all the time. Something though about Psycho from Drones is just peak though. Anyway, so yeah. Oh god, we are like only on third rounds of questions. Oh my god, not rounds, but you know what I mean, grouping of questions. Okay, stop yapping, Mia. Okay, Jordan, thank you, Savvy Cat, by the way. Love that. Love those questions. I love talking about music. Jordan Curry, do you have any specific audios that you enjoy making? Yeah. I have been really enjoying argumentative and emotional audios. I feel like something about them they're pretty therapeutic. Because it like really... I don't know, because if I had like a bad day or a difficult day, not really a bad day, just a difficult day, those emotional audios can really help release some things, you know? But yeah, so I really love emotional audios. I really do. I feel like that kind of tracks with what I post sometimes on YouTube, you know? In regards to like sexy audios, I love any audio where I am being face fucked. I love those. I love any audio where I am saying nasty things to, like, I mean, I know I say nasty things all the time, but like, I love the F for F audios where I'm saying some dirty fucking things. I really like those. Or like telling somebody they have like a pretty pussy or whatever. Or, oh my God, I love when I, like my favorite lines probably encompass like having like, God, this is ridiculous. I feel like, but like, talking about how a dick is just like wrecking my pussy or making it cry for them, you know, like just I love those. I love those kind of lines. Thank you, Jordan. All right. Let's see. KJ. Shout out again to KJ. Okay. Honestly, those supplements, they have been helping so much. Thank you. Okay. Okay. So KJ says, I was listening to some of your older Q&As and noticed how there was a community member who would pull a one-liner before each question. Oh, KJ, I see where you're going. It would pull the cutest little giggle from you, and I could tell it genuinely put a smile on your face. I feel like after the last few months you've had, you could use a little laugh. Thank you. I appreciate that. So I'm going to take a page out of Homie's book, turn up my charm, and try to get at least one little hee-hee from you. Okay. I am ready. Okay. Number one. You're the honey. My mouth is the pot. Fill me up with all that sweetness you got. Okay. That's good. That's good. I feel like that's also fitting right now because I'm definitely like poo bearing it with just a shirt and no pants. So, honey pot. Yeah. Okay. Anyway, so love that. What song would have you jumping over tables and small children to get to the dance floor? Okay, but that visual. Oh, okay. Oh my God, this is a good question. I feel like I have a lot of those songs, like just sitting there and I'm like, oh shit, this is my song. You know? Okay, something you all need to know about me is that I love dancing. I love dancing. When I am on the dance, the minute I step on that dance floor, I don't stop until the DJ leaves. Literally. Like my if I'm in heels or in like high boots or something, I'm immediately like first of all, well, not immediately, but like after maybe the first 10 songs, I'm like, okay, these are coming off. Let's go, you know? And hair is all up in a ponytail suddenly, and I'm just going. Jacket is off if I'm wearing one, you know? Like, I love dancing. It's my favorite. So, Okay. I had to pause because I was literally sitting here just silent for the longest time because I couldn't figure it out what I would want to like immediately jump over tables and knock. I mean, you didn't say to knock children out, like jump over children. But I'm literally listening to the song right now. Okay, it's El Sonidito, so it's it has this like beep beep beeps. I'm gonna post it. Okay. But this song, and I think the reason why I would run to the dance floor for this song is simply because of the nostalgic feeling. Like I remember dancing to this when I was just a little girl, okay? And it was, and this was just, yeah. Yeah, also La Vaca. Definitely. I'll post that too for those who don't know that song either. I'm literally gonna look it up right now too because I want to hear it as well. But yeah, oh my God, these music videos are ridiculous. But yeah, it's a classic staple music for my family's parties. So yeah. Those songs for sure. Also, oh my God. Oh my God. What is that? What is that one song? Oh, it's the one where there's like an actual, it's not, isn't the Cha-Cha Slide. Is it Cha-Cha Slide? Oh my God. Am I wrong? That'd be so freaking embarrassing. I think it's the Cha-Cha Slide. It has to be because I would, yep. Yeah. Cha-Cha Slide. That is also tier. I mean, I would also like jump into like it, there could be Britney Spears. There could be, you know, like anything really. Anything. I love dancing. But yeah, those three. I would knock over some kids for those three. Okay. Okay, two. Roses are red, violets are fine. You be the six and I'll be the nine. Okay. Okay. Okay, that one would get me. All right. Is there any internet memes that have made it into your everyday vocabulary? Oh, sorry, I need to turn this song off because it is hardcore right now. Head. Any meme? It is so stupid. Okay, my younger cousin sent me this stupid thing. And it's literally, I think, a capybara eating a chicken wing. And it's just like, chicken wing, chicken wing. And I now say it. Oh, this is embarrassing. I say it so much now. Like, I'll just stand there and I'm like, I'm doing something, right? Or I'm like on my phone and I'm just like typing something. Or if I'm at the computer and somebody is like near me, I'll just be like, chicken wing, you know? And I do a little dance with it, or more like a hop. I'm doing the hop right now that I do. But yeah, that, the stupidest thing, I swear. But it's stuck in my head and I live by it now. Chicken wings. All right, three. I love a good piece of meat, but for you, I'd be a vegetarian. First of all, the hyphen is everything. I love that. Okay. The question, though, is, do you believe in soulmates? I do. I do. And I don't just think in, or I don't just believe in like romantic soulmates, but I believe in like friendship soulmates, or, you know, family soulmates. Like this is kind of cheesy, but I believe that everybody that's meant to be in our life has some sort of tie to us. And I think that's what the definition of a soulmate is. So even the not so great situations, you know. But I also do believe in romantic soulmates. Okay, let's see. Number four. Your face is like a piece of art. We should frame it with my legs. Oh, that's good. Oh, that's so good. Okay. As a fellow foodie, yes, foodie. Okay. I know how hard it is to pick just one favorite dish. Okay, thank you. I'm glad you understand, because it is so hard. So what's your favorite dish from these cuisines? Ooh, okay. This I love. I love this. Okay, Italian. Fuck. Italian. Bruschetta. And listen, I know that's boring. That's probably really boring for a lot of people. And it's like, really? But listen, you get some cheese, okay? Garlic, you got the salt, some vegetables. Ooh, and you got put a little meat on, like you know, like salami or prosciutto. Oh, fuck. Delicious. Okay, it's simple, it's light. I think it's a wonderful little appetizer. And so an appetizer is a dish. So I'm saying it's a dish, because I would just eat that, honestly. Mexican. Oh, okay. This one might be a little hard. Actually, no, tamales. And specifically, green pork tamales. It has to be pork. I don't like chicken. I don't like beef. It has to be pork. And the masa, you need to have like a good meat to masa ratio, because it doesn't work. And the masa can't be dry. I don't know what the deal is with me seeing people eat like crumbling tamales. No. Absolutely not. The masa is supposed to be flavorful, and it's supposed to be like, not like dripping wet, right? That's supposed to be me. But it's supposed to be just enjoyable. It's part of the dish. Tamales. Hands down, 100%. I get so excited for Christmas time, because that is when my family and I make it. It's a tradition. It's amazing. I love it. Okay. Next question. Next cuisine. South Asian. Sog paneer. Yes. 100%. That was very easy. I think the reason why Italian was so hard is because I freaking love olive, like everything, like anything with cheese. I'm a happy camper, I assure you that. Okay, let's see. And then East Asian. Oh, sushi. Sushi, anything. I love sushi. Yeah, sushi. Oh, fuck. We'll just go with sushi. I'm going with sushi. Yeah, that one. Okay, I'm just gonna stop thinking about it. Okay, five. I heard this question on Love is Blind and thought it was really interesting. What advice would your siblings or best friends give a potential partner about you? Oh, and you said you're about 5'2". That's kind of short. Come here and let me put some inches in you. Okay, yeah, we'll get over here. Okay. Wow, that's a good question. Also, I love Love is Blind. Okay, let me rephrase that. I feel like I loved the first three seasons, and then things just went like the questions would get more superficial, and I wasn't a fan of it, you know? But this is a good one. What advice would your siblings or best friends give a potential partner about you? To keep me fed, to make sure I slept. And there's a reason behind these two things, okay? The feeding and the sleeping, because I have to have a lot of patience in my regular life job. And because I have to practice that patience, I put up this mask, not mask, but more of like this professional face, which I consider is a mask, right? Let's just call it what it is, right? And so when I put that up, it extracts a lot more energy from me. And I reserve that energy for those interactions where I need to have the patience, or where I need to be kind, or just a decent person, which I try really hard to just be in general. But if I'm not fed, if I don't have like a little snacky snack, if I don't get adequate amount of sleep, and on top of that, I'm hangry, it won't be good. Because again, I will reserve that patience and that smile for others. And I think my partner would need to be able to help keep me in check. So like, I don't know, shove a carrot in my mouth or something, or shove a peanut butter and jelly sandwich in my mouth and force me to take a nap, you know? 'Cause I will probably not be as patient with them if I'm in that state, which isn't fair. And I know that. I am very quick to apologize though. Because I know, you know, or like immediately I'll even say like I'm not good right now. And I think that what my brother would say specifically would be throw her in the bed and let her sleep. Because yeah, I was a problem when I was younger. But yeah. And my friends, I think, would say it in a nicer way. They'd probably just encourage and advise that. I think they would say that I need somebody to help manage and maintain me. Do you ever watch that? This is dumb, but I guess it's not really that the same thing because I'm definitely not like her. But you guys ever watch Friends? There is a scene And oh, there's a spoiler alert, but it's been out for a long time, so you can't be too mad at me. But there's a scene where Monica, she's the brunette in the group, if you guys don't know who that's referring to. She is getting upset because everybody's like, oh, you're so high maintenance. And then she turns to her boyfriend, who happens at the time, spoiler alert, is Chandler, okay, who is Matthew Perry. And so she's like, you tell them that I'm not high maintenance. And then he says, but you are. And she gets so upset and all huffy. And that would be me. But I promise, I don't think I'm as high maintenance as her. I think I just need to be like taken care of a little bit because I forget to take care of myself. That's the truth right there. That's very candid. he like explains though that he doesn't mind because he enjoys maintaining her. And I thought that was the cutest thing, which for some people, it's not everybody's cup of tea. And I understand, I don't think that I'm everybody's perfect partner, but, I think that's something that I would hope my brother and my friends would say, that she needs to be maintained a little bit, but not in like a high maintenance where I expect gifts or things like that. Just more of baby me, you know, baby me a little bit, because I could use it. I could use the reminders. I could use the text messages of, did you remember to drink your water? That kind of stuff, you know? Because I do forget to drink my water. Oh my God, it's terrible. Okay. Hopefully I got a smile out of you. That's what KJ is finishing the comment with. You did. A lot of smiles and laughs. Thanks for all that you do, Mia. I hope these next 3 quarters bring you peace, love, and healing, and I hope they bring you the same too. Thank you so much. All right. Mr. Man said, do you plan on making more MILF or mature content? And then all of your content is amazing, though. Thank you. I appreciate that. But you're allowed to have your favorites and you're allowed to request your favorites. I can't always promise I'll do all of them in a timely manner, but I enjoy doing MILF and mature content. And I do, because spoiler alert, my YouTube storyline of Mom's Best Friend, which has a sad, sad ending right now. Just part 3 did, you know, that's going to be coming back. So yeah, I'm down, and I even think I have another one lined up for the future. So yeah. Again, just for everybody's sake, I do not get upset if, you know, there are questions of, can you do this? Or, you know, are you going to do this? Or, you know, there's this script that I saw that, you know, or you have a script idea or something. I love to hear that. I just can't promise I'll do them in a timely manner, just because of scheduling sake, or I already had things in mind, etc. Okay. But I love that. Thank you so much, Mr. Man. Also, okay, your name reminds me of Oh my God, it totally just lit my mind. Misery. No, wait. the Stephen King book, right? But like when in the movie, though. Oh, with what is her name? I'm so bad with this kind of stuff. Okay, let me look it up. We're gonna go on this journey together. I feel like it's Kathy Bates. I was going to say Catherine Bates, and I was like, that's not it. Okay, good. Kathy Bates. At least I knew one thing. All right. So with Kathy Bates, and she's like, Mr. Man. Oh, God. I love that movie. Love that movie. Love that book too. So good. But yeah, so that's your username reminds me of it. Anyway, but I'm not going to say it like that, Mr. Man. I'm going to say it nicely. But thank you for your question. All right, next is Sav. Can you play any musical instruments, or is there one you'd want to learn to play? I would love to learn as many as I possibly could. But yeah, no, I don't play any musical instruments. I don't have that talent in me. I would love to learn the piano, the flute, the guitar, the bass, the violin. I'd love to learn the violin. I think piano and violin are top two, though. Yeah. I wish. Maybe one day when I have more time. All right. Thank you for your question. Jeffrey asks, what editing software do you have, and how long do you generally spend on editing for each audio? Great question. I love that. The audio software that I use is Audacity. It's easy. Yeah, for editing purposes, honestly, it depends on the audio. I have like stock sounds. I feel like you guys could tell that they're just like stock sounds that I have already. And I just kind of throw them into the proper site in the audio. But yeah, it really depends. Like, if there's no sound or, you know, sound effect needed, it really doesn't take long at all. Maybe like a minute, because I'll just clean up some background noise. Yeah, and like normalize things. These are all presets. I'm not fancy with that. That's I would love to do like a class or like take a class or something. I don't have that kind of time. So I try to keep it as simple as possible. That is my philosophy in this. But yeah, but not too long. I think the longest I've ever taken on editing an audio would have been for the Mia and Darla audio. That was before I had my 3DO microphone, and so I had to record my lines, and then I had to record my Darla's lines, so still my lines but as Darla, but yeah, and then like mash them together and try to make it sound okay. That I would say took the longest. Yeah, so long. I guess, yeah, maybe about like 40 minutes or something. For me, that's long, because again, a lot of times I'm already, like, sometimes I'll even do like sound effects while just recording, so I have some things here that I can use, but yeah, so it's not really a lot of editing happening. And I do a lot of like in real time editing, meaning like cutting things or pausing so that I can like retake a line or something like that, or re-listen to something to make sure that it sounds okay. So if I'm including that, maybe the shortest would be like 5 minutes, and the longest would be like 30 to 40 minutes. Yeah, that's a good question, though. Thank you, Jeffrey. And Brody asks, hey, Mia, can't wait for this Q&A. Feel free to answer any or none of these questions, by the way. I will answer all of them. All right. What's the best audio you have never released? Ooh. I released all of them. Are we talking like customs where I haven't released it to the public? Or are we talking like just some that I've recorded and I've just never... No, I post them. I post all of them. Um, Yeah, no, I've posted every single audio that I recorded. Yeah, except for obviously the private custom ones. For private custom ones, I like the audios that are like storylines that I get to do. So just because I don't want to like show, not show, or I want to keep my custom folks their give their privacy, right? Like I want to keep their privacy. Wow. Obviously I am fucking exhausted. Sorry. Because I'd like to keep them as anonymous. I won't really go too much into it, but anything with like a storyline where it's like there's some background or like it's leading up to it or like a slow burn or something like that. Those are good. Those are good. But I've released all of the ones that I've recorded for public consumption. So yeah. Oh, that's a boring answer, right? Okay, what's your favorite song to sing? Oh my God. Oh my God. I actually know because I just sang it. And it was so straight up by Paula Abdul. I know. Random. Right? But I don't know what it was playing a whole bunch. So somebody that I work with plays music constantly, and they'll have it's like just a shuffle playlist or whatever, and that song comes up so much. Or maybe I'm just in the vicinity when it comes up, and it's, you know, whatever. For whatever reason, I've just been listening to it more and more as of late, and I swear I have had so much fun just singing it, and I'll even put it on in my car, and I love that song. Yeah, that's a fun one to sing. I think it's fun. But yeah, any other ones though? Almost anything from Linkin Park, truly. Truly anything from Linkin Park. And Wake Me Up. Or no, not Wake Me Up. Bring Me to Life. That's, yeah. It's just because of the song Wake Me, you know. Bring Me to Life. But yeah, from Evanescence. That I didn't get there. Whoa, okay. Move along, Mia. Okay. Next question is, what makes you feel the most desired romantically? Like what? This is a good question, but I feel like I can take this a few ways. Like at least two ways, not a few, at least two. Like what somebody does to make me feel desired. Kiss my fingers and maintain eye contact while they're doing that. I don't know. That is, yeah. Like, and it's an intimate moment. Do you know what I mean? But like their hands are like touching me gently, and then they run their fingers down my arms to my fingertips and pull them up to their mouth, and you know, just like start planting little kisses all over my fingers and the palm of my hand, up my wrist, you know, very Gomez and Morticia Adams. That with the eye contact though. I think that, yeah, I think that's romantic. And then your next question is, what makes you feel the most desired sexually? Again, I'm taking it as something somebody does that makes me feel desired in like a sexual setting. I could be also misinterpreting these questions entirely, and I apologize. Biting or any sort of like comment about leaving a mark and wanting people to see it, that like this whole claiming. Yeah, that's good. Okay, next question. What are your favorite adult content categories? LOL, it's corn. I get it. Lately, breeding and threesomes. Okay, we'll just leave it at that. Okay, thank you for those questions. Morrison's Code asks, how does someone with such a gentle soul also find such pleasure from self-degradation and darker fantasies? Are these audios some type of outlet for you? First of all, thank you. That was very kind of you to say about my soul. I appreciate that. That was very sweet. In regards to the self-degradation and darker fantasies, I think definitely an outlet, but also I think it stems from, because I like that stuff just in general, and yeah, not just content-wise, but in real life, I think it's because I have to perform a lot. Not like entertainment wise, just have a lot of like boss bitch stuff I have to do in my real job. You know, I have real responsibilities and I make a lot of decisions, a lot of tough decisions. And for me, I want to just submit to somebody, and I'm happy to, and it takes me out of having to be the boss, you know? Yeah. Or having to make choices, or having to think. Yeah, that's nice. So I guess, yeah, an outlet, kind of. That was a good question. Thank you. All right, and Shelbo asks, no question. Oh, just a hope you're doing okay after everything you've been going through. I hope this is a safe space for you and you find some comfort here. I do. Thank you so much. And if I could, I would give you like the biggest hug right now. But I do. I feel awesome here. Like, I know this is weird, and because I'm literally sitting here alone with my giant mug of matcha, but I feel absolutely like I'm just talking to some friends. That's a nice feeling, you know? And I really have all of you to thank for that, because this is a great community. So thank you. And I really hope you are doing well as well. And then the final Patreon comment question is by AW 2004. Are the characters in the thumbnails kind of self-portraits? No, I wish. I mean, glasses are real. And I do have a pretty thick ass. Like a pretty thick ass. So yeah, and thick thighs. So yeah, those are real. But I wish I had beautiful, like, purplish, reddish hair. That'd be great. I wish I had those pretty eyes. But, yeah. No. But, yeah. Thick ass, thick thighs, and glasses. But that was a great question. I loved that. All right. So, let's move on to, just because it's in the same here, let me pull up my Fansly. Okay. So Casper asks, what is your favorite sex position and situation / fantasy where you think about it being used? Favorite sex position. That's a good question. Tabletop position. I love that position. But with like my legs like bent up to like where my knees are like almost touching my chest. Yeah. Yeah, that's a good one. And where do I think about it being used? At work. That was easy. At work. I never would, but like the fantasy's there though, you know? That's why it's called a fantasy. Okay. And I have just a few more questions. These are just questions that I received in my DMs. All right. So first one is, also thank you, Casper. I loved that question. Now I'm thinking about it, so that's why I have to move on. Okay. So the first private question or DM question is, tell me a movie you love which everyone you know hated. Oh, that's a good question. A movie that I loved that everyone I know hated. Ugh. The new Captain America movie. Not that everybody hated it. Like, I think my small group of people liked it. Like, meaning my very close, I say small group of people, but my very close knitted group of people, they liked it. But everybody else, like, that I had talked to other than them were like, oh, I thought it was just, you know, whatever. I hated the Red Hulk, etc. And I'm like, bruh. It was a good movie. I enjoyed it. But let me think. I feel like that's not a good example because that was like a mixed thing. Something that I loved that everyone else hated. Huh. I mean, I feel like, no, I can figure this out. That I loved that other people hated. Dude, I can't even think of one other than that one because that's all I'm thinking of now. Am I going to really have to pause again because this is stumping me? God. Oh, Mia without sleep has no capacity for thinking. Okay. The proposal? You know what? Yeah, I think people, like my friends, all of my friends actually were not fans of that movie. I thought it was kind of cute. I mean, it's not great. Well, then I guess that's not really answering your question. I'm gonna stick with the new Captain America. Yeah, I liked it. We're gonna go with that. Okay, and then also the reverse, as in a movie everyone loved but you hated. Oof. Okay. This one. Okay, so I feel like it's an overrated movie. And I feel like people just like it because they think it's edgy. But it's Donnie Darko. I remember so many people, like when I was growing up and everybody in high school, oh my God, everybody in high school, like, I love that movie. No, you don't. You don't. Nobody loves that movie. It's a dumb movie. I don't like it. I hate that movie. We can argue about it. That's fine. But I cannot stand it. Yeah. That one. Yeah. And then ended this with just a question I like to ask. People always get really fun answers. I feel like my first one wasn't that fun. Because I can't think of one that I loved that everyone hated. Maybe I'm just projecting and think that everybody likes the movies I like. maybe. I don't know. Yeah. But Donnie Darko. Stupid. Okay. Okay. Next question. Not sure if you're taking questions for the Q&A. Oh, I am. But I have one this time, although this might be more of a request. How many toys do you own? And is it possible for you to show them off, either in a video or picture set? Ooh, I like this question. How many toys? Okay. Let me count. We're going to live count here. One. Do anal plugs count? Yeah, that's one toy each, right? One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24. Oh my God. 25, 26, 27, 28, 29. Oh God, hold on. And there's this box. Holy crap. Okay. 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36, 37, 38, 39, 40, 41. Oh my God. And I feel like, am I missing one? Yes. 42. Yes. Right in front of me. 42. I was looking at the wrong box. Yeah. That's a lot of fucking toys. I had no idea I had that many. I mean, wow. 42. 43. 44. Shit. Okay. Wow, that's crazy. Yeah, no idea that I had that many. And showing them off, I mean, I'm down for that. Maybe a picture set would be good. I'll have to remember to do that, though. God, there's just so many. I am spoiled because all of these were gifts. Holy crap. Yeah, I'm way spoiled. So, yeah, that was a great question and a great way for me to realize that I am truly, truly lucky. Oh, okay. Thank you for that question. All right. Let's see. How do you balance being a voice actor, being a doctor, I think, being a cat mom and a relationship? If you're single, how do you make time to find a relationship if you're looking? Okay, so I am in the medical field, and I guess you guys can kind of figure out what I do. But yeah, so how do I balance it all? Again, I think it just goes back to that time management, talk that I was talking about or thing that I was talking about. Obviously my real life duties always come first. And I feel like I do a pretty good job doing that. Being a cat mom can sometimes be hard because I always feel a little guilty. That's why Salem now has a little sister, a little friend, and they're like so close now. So it's nice. They kind of like latched onto each other immediately, which was really nice. But so it can be hard sometimes, but they're really independent, which I appreciate. And they just like when I come home and I get to cuddle them. And I do take time to be with them. Let's see, a relationship. That's hard. That is really hard. Because I feel like for a relationship, you really do need to give a lot of your time, because that's what's right, you know? I mean, if they're your partner, they're your partner. And, oh, I sneezed. But what I was saying was that if they're, you know, your partner, they're your partner, and they deserve your time, and you should prioritize them. So I think right now there's no dating apps. There's nothing like that. It's just me. I don't think I'm really ready to be able to give that much of myself at the moment, just with everything else going on in my life. So I don't think it's fair, you know, but I will be one day. Would you ever post videos of you and your partner on Fansly? If I had one, I don't think I would actually be on Fansly. I would, well, I mean, unless they're okay with it. But no, I don't think so. Because I would want that to be, I don't know, private, you know? What does your dream partner and relationship look like if you're not in one already? Like, what qualities, besides being confident, someone driven, a family man / woman, protective, someone intense, someone put together and clean, or does appearance not matter? What would be the dynamic? You said you're more submissive, but would you be submissive all the time, or would you like an exchange of control? Does any of this change whether you're with a man or a woman? Okay, this is I like this. I like this question a lot. What is my dream partner? Somebody that I could be best friends with. Like, and I know that sounds silly, but I feel like that's what I want. I want somebody who is my best friend, somebody that I can confide in, somebody that I can laugh with, someone that I can be silly with. Oh God. I just want to be silly. I just want to enjoy life and be happy. And yeah, someone that, yes, confidence, sexy, super sexy and super great. I think confidence is key in some things, but I also think somebody who is humble. I don't want somebody cocky. So like, with confidence comes this fine line of being too cocky and arrogant. I don't want that. And I want somebody who's humble, who's secure in who they are, knows what they want. And yeah. And definitely who has their life together. And I just say that just because I think I have my ducks in a row, you know, and I worked really hard to do that. And I would like if somebody also had their ducks in a row. So yeah. Or does appearance not matter? So you had mentioned appearance. I would like somebody who's put together, you know, someone who showers regularly, who takes care of themselves. I don't know, who likes to look good. And I don't mean that in a shallow way. I just mean like, I like to look good, not for anyone other than like me and my partner. Like if I had a partner, I like to dress up for them, you know, like in my previous relationships, that was my favorite thing. Like picking out outfits that I know they would like, or wearing lingerie that I know that they liked, doing my hair the way I know they liked, you know, that like wanting to look good and make them feel like I listened and I notice what they like and I want to give that to them, you know? I would like that in return. Yeah, that's, they don't, yeah, I would like that in return. I am submissive. I think in the grand scheme of things, though, I'd like a partnership, right? So discussions of big decisions, taking into consideration a lot of point of views, you know, like not just jumping into a decision just because there's one aspect that we really want or something, but like really sitting there and contemplating and working it out together. So I don't know if really like an exchange of control, but more of like, like compromising, but not between us, but like us compromising on a decision. Does that make sense? Like, I hope that makes sense. Like us working out problems together. Yeah. In the bedroom, though, I want to be submissive. At least with a man. With a woman, everything else in that I just listed out, same thing, right? I would like for them to want to make me feel special by, you know, noticing how I like their hair, like what I like about them and accentuating it, you know? I mean, that's fun because I would be doing the same thing. In a relationship, like in a same-sex relationship, like I would want, again, the same sort of dynamic of we are in it together. Really, I guess like in both, it's, I just want somebody to be my partner against the world, which I know sounds weird, but I don't mean like against, like, oh, it's us versus them. I just mean like we face it together. The good, the bad, you know, we face it together. So, yeah. But anyway, in the bedroom, though, with a man, I'm definitely the submissive type. I mean, I can get a little dommy sometimes, you know, but majority of the time I am submissive. With a woman, though, now that's, I think it's a little, I feel like there's more like playfulness, at least with the partners that I've had in the past. It was always this like exchange, or not this exchange, but this flow, this like moment where I was submissive and then she was submissive, you know, and it was this fun, like playful dynamic. And I don't know, it was nice. If you listen to some of my audios, I feel like the FRF, I have a, like, there's a tendency of me to be a little more dominant than in the F or M. And I think that's just my real life experiences bleeding through. I don't know. It's a little different. But I feel like there's more of this back and forth, in that kind of situation, like the bedroom situation, you know? but yeah, I love that question. Thank you. And then this one is a bit personal, so feel free to skip. Sorry if it offends you. Uh-oh, I haven't even read it. What is it? When intimate with girls, do you like being strapped or do you like wearing the strap? Oh, or do you prefer tribbing or scissoring? Ooh, okay, okay. This is a good question. I actually just like oral sex more. I think that's, yeah, oral sex more. And I would prefer if somebody else was strapped, but I think I love using toys on when intimate with a woman, meaning like a vibrator or using a dildo while I'm eating her pussy out. Yeah. Yeah. That's hot, and in various positions. But I don't really like straps, or I don't like wearing them. I don't mind when my partner wears them, or if like when they did, with past experiences. But yeah, I would say using toys, vibrators, dildos, wands of different shapes and sizes, anal plugs, yeah, and oral sex. Those are my favorite. Okay, thank you for your questions. Okay, I have a question for you. If your partner... Okay, wait, hold on 1 second. I think I typed it wrong. Oh, okay, I see what you're saying. If your partner, if you have one, or whenever you have one, tells you to stop making content, will you? Yes. That's a no-brainer. Absolutely, because they're my partner, and I really genuinely believe that they would become my priority. So yes, if that was something that came up, yeah, I definitely stop. Yeah, that was a good question. All right. And then it looks like it's the last little bits of questions. Okay. One, are you into bondage or BDSM? If you are, what are some hard limits you implement? I am into it. I don't think I've had a partner that's ever gone too far with me. Because I feel like more it's been a dabbling of BDSM. Like, I'm not into pet play. I think that's what it is. I don't want like a full bodysuit, sort of like a latex bodysuit thing over my face or anything like that. So that would be a limit. But yeah, I think for me, I feel like it's such a spectrum of things, right? So going into like limits is kind of hard, but anything that's going to actually like physically damage me too much, because I could take a lot of mental bondage, I guess. Does that make sense? Where, you know, like the self-degradation, or if they're degrading me, that's, I can lose myself into that and I'd be fine. But like hardcore physical damage, that would probably be my limit. Yeah. Yeah. I'm sorry. I feel like it's just such a spectrum that I can't really pinpoint some things, but I feel like I gave some good limits that I've indicated. That's all. Okay. Two, do you find men who express emotions/feelings as a red flag? Absolutely not. I think that's a green flag. I think that a lot of times, and again, this is going to be a very, I don't know, I feel like this could be a controversial answer, but I feel like a lot of times men aren't allowed to express themselves emotionally, you know, like, and I hate that. I hate that that's what society kind of requests, you know. I feel like we've come a long way. And I do appreciate the dynamics between like the feminine and masculine. I think there's some beauty in that. And, you know, I think that there are roles that a feminine person can fit a little easier versus a masculine, and vice versa. But I feel like a lot of times, like, the reason why men probably have so much pressure upon themselves, I mean, is because of this society that's been cultivated. And so, you know, you have those stories of these guys like exploding, and it comes out like, oh, he was always calm, always collected, always cool. We don't know what happened. And it's like, well, he was suffering and things happened, you know, and something snapped. And I mean, that it can, not saying that it can just happen to men, because that's not true, because it can happen with women as well, because there are differences, right? There's just like different expectations, I feel like, but it happens in women as well. But this question is specifically about men. But yeah, and so I welcome a man who is more open about expressing their feelings or emotions, so long as it's in a, you know, healthy way, meaning if they're upset, they're not exploding and raging about what they're upset about, but they're talking about it. And for instance, letting me know that I did something to cause them to be upset, then it's like, okay, well, let me fix this. Let me, you know, or is this something that I can fix? Or is it something of who I am, so I can't fix it? So, you know, what do we do in this situation, you know? And so it's more of a conversation and not, yeah, just more of a conversation. Anyway, I hope that makes sense. But I do, to answer your question, no, I don't think it's a red flag. I think it's a green flag. And I appreciate when men are more willing to express themselves. Okay. And then 3 is to end on a little funny note. If you were to find a partner, would you rebrand your platforms from Mia Girlfriend Audio to Mia Wifey Audio or something similar? Oh, that's cute. No, I think I'm Mia Girlfriend Audio. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I can do wifey audios, but I think Mia Girlfriend Audio. I think that's a really cute idea, though. But kind of going back to the question from earlier, I would have to run it by my partner, you know? Yeah. Actually, I am slipping this right in because I got this question just last night after I already recorded everything, which you don't really know what day or time I recorded it, but Truth Wisdom commented, "Hi, Mia, you seem like a sweetheart. First of all, thank you. I appreciate that. I try to really be." And so I'm glad that it's perceived that way. "You also seem like you have a very wild side." Ooh, okay. "What is the wildest sexual experience and or fantasy you've had so far?" Oh, I think the wildest one. Okay. There's a couple, and I think it just depends on perspective here. Honestly, here we go. We'll start with the first one. I was having sex with somebody while they were driving, and that wasn't safe. So that was wild and also very stupid. yeah, it was fast, and we were almost to the destination. So there really is no excuse, and I do not condone it. It's not safe. Don't do it. I was younger and I was way, way more stupid. So yeah, there's that. And the other was giving head in a pool, or actually it was a jacuzzi, attached to a pool, but in the jacuzzi while a party was going on inside the house. We were in the backyard. And that was also very stupid. I mean, super sexy, but so stupid because we could have gotten caught and that would have been so embarrassing. Just, again, stupid things. And then Another sexual experience I had wasn't with somebody. It was actually alone, and it was during one of my audios. So I used to record in my car because I had roommates and I wasn't able to really record freely anywhere. And so I recorded in my car for a little bit, and there's a ramble that I recorded, and I think it's called How Many Times. You guys can still find it. It's somewhere here in my site. But it was me trying to record how many times I could come in a row. And I was parked in a secluded area. It was really early in the morning, dead straight, but it was also like in a parking structure. And so where it was like the bottom of the parking structure, it really wasn't like I was hidden very well, to be quite honest. But a police officer came up to my window after I had finished, and they didn't catch me in the act, but they were curious what I was doing, and I had to come up with a fib, and I hated it, and I was so embarrassed. I mean, I was already red and sweaty and like limp. So I just said that I went for a run and I was just cooling down. That experience. Yeah, that was wild to me, because my heart was beating so fast. I mean, it was already beating with how many orgasms I had, but it was so scary. I was like, fuck, I'm going to get in trouble, and I shouldn't have done this. And that was one of the last times that I recorded in my car. It was scary. Anyway, but a fantasy that I have, like a really sexy fantasy that I have. I'm going to choose fucking at work. Something about it, just finding a supply closet or a room that's not occupied and just going to town, and like I would be so pent up. Like, my fantasy is getting worked up before even my partner arrives to, you know, do whatever they want with me. But yeah, so, you know, sexy texts throughout the day, maybe like a long lingering kiss right after waking up, and some heavy petting, but not getting me there or me getting them there. Like, and then them promising that they're going to take care of me later, and then sending me dirty text messages while I'm in meetings or while I'm just working at my computer or anything. And then, you know, them arriving, surprising me for lunch, or I don't know, for a break, telling me that they wanted to give me a treat, finding a little secluded spot, and then giving me that treat. That sounds so fucking hot. But that is my fantasy. Well, I thank you so much for this awesome, awesome round of questions for the Q&A. And I'm going to just slip right out. And we will continue on with our regular scheduled viewing or listening program. There it is. Program. Thank you. All right. Holy crap. This was a long audio. A long Q&A. I really felt like I enjoyed taking my time with the questions, and I felt like they were really good questions, and I thank you all for participating. And if I missed any questions, God, please, please let me know. Just shoot me a message or something. I really tried to keep all of them together and organized. But yeah. Yeah. Anyway, you know, things happen. But anyway, I am so thankful for every single one of you. I don't want to get too mushy-gushy, but really, from the bottom of my heart, I am so grateful. Doing this for, my God, 4 years now, crazy, crazy. And it has been such a great experience. And I am so, so thankful that I have all of you here. Thank you for letting me be part of your lives. Thank you for letting me be part of your fantasies. Thank you for letting me be part of you, I guess, you know? And thank you for being part of me. Truly, truly, truly always so grateful that I get to do this just as a fun little hobby. Yeah. I appreciate you guys. And God, 4 years. That's wild. 4 years and change. I never thought that I was going to do it this long, you know? Some part of me feels like, I don't know, am I running out of gas? I don't know. But what I do know is that I still enjoy it. Yeah. And I think that says something, you know? I'm feeling very contemplative right now. Very existential at the moment. Yeah. I hope that you all are doing well. I hope you all are safe. I hope you all are happy. And I hope you all are healthy. And I send you so many besitos. And each single one of you deserves a huge hug. Yeah. Anyway, thank you.